So I remember when I was living in Nigeria, you know, when Paris Sunday bulletins were first published and sent to parishes, the bulletins also contain the scripture readings for the Mass. So many parishioners during the Mass use the bulletins as their kneelers. And the bulletins we are giving out freely to everybody. So they use the bulletin to kneel down during the consecration because they don't want the dust from the kneelers to touch their beautiful clothes. So at the end of the Mass, we begin to notice that the entire church is littered with the bulletins because people leave their bulletins and then go home. They don't take them home. So an idea came that we shall be charging a little fee for the bulletins. So we noticed that those who bought the bulletins read them. And then when they, after reading it, they don't leave them in the church anymore. They put them in their pockets and then in their handbags and go home with it because they paid money for the bulletin. So that was how we freed the church from being littered with bulletins on Sunday. We began to have people pay for the bulletin, and nobody left the bulletin behind. So the moral of this is that people value something better when they have paid a price for it than when they got it free. So a lot of people do not care much about something that cost them nothing. So also, the more price people pay for something, the more they will value it. So people now determine the value of what they have by how much it is worth in the market. So today we need to ask ourselves, what is the value of the human soul? How much is your soul, my soul, worth? If I ask you, what will you say? How many millions of dollars? Well, the value of the human soul is what the blood of the Son of God, Jesus Christ. That is the price Jesus paid to redeem us from the clutches of sin and from the clutches of Satan. Having paid such an inestimable price to redeem us, it is not surprising, therefore, that in the Gospel of today, Jesus calls himself the Good Shepherd. Today's gospel began with these words from Jesus. He said, "I am the Good Shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep." So Jesus is the Good Shepherd who so loved his sheep that for their safety, he will risk his own life and even die for them. So the Good Shepherd, as we read in today's gospel also, is the owner of the sheep. They belong to him, for he paid a high price for his sheep. And he will go to any length to protect his sheep, including fighting off any wolf that dares to attack the sheep. He puts the safety and life of the sheep before his own. So, having paid such a high price for us, we have to ask ourselves, do we think that Jesus will be willing to abandon us easily, to be devoured by the modern day wolves? Just as any of us will go to any length to protect our valued possessions So does Jesus do for us. Let us bear that in mind. He remains our good shepherd who is ready to defend us, and it is certain that he will be there for us whenever we need him to confront the wolf that may threaten us. Continuing again on this topic, Jesus in today's gospel again said, "I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep knows me." So it will be good if we realize that the sheep that Jesus refers to in today's gospel passage are not just animals in the farms. When he says, "I know my sheep, and my sheep knows me," he was actually referring to us, to you and to me. So as Christians, we belong to the sheepfold of Jesus. And Jesus says, "I know my sheep, and my sheep knows me." Therefore, it is a tragedy, you know, of our time that many people claim to be Christians, and yet they do not know Jesus. A man who knows his wife will always know what his wife likes. And so likewise, a woman who knows her husband will always know what her husband likes. So people who are close to each other know themselves better. But people who are not close to each other can never know themselves. So the question then we need to ask ourselves is this: you know, how close are we to Jesus? In other passages in the Gospels, Jesus also says that the sheep that belongs to me listen to my voice. And in the Gospel of today, he said, "They hear my voice." So how willing are we to listen to the voice of Jesus? Many Christians today engage in what I may call selective listening. You know, sometimes we prefer to listen to the voice that we love. And that also affects our spiritual life. And sometimes we also prefer to listen to the voice of celebrities and politicians, you know, rather than listening to the voice of Jesus. Our young people today, and even kids, listen more to the voice of Taylor Swift than to the voice of Jesus. They will tell you exactly what Taylor Swift tweeted last night. They have it off head, but they can never open the scriptures to know the voice of Jesus and to listen to his voice. So, whenever we refuse to listen to the voice of Jesus, who is the good shepherd, we are likely to go astray and then expose ourselves to all the dangers and risks that will ruin our spiritual welfare. So, as we think about Jesus as the good shepherd, let us also think about our modern-day shepherds. Because I told you at the beginning of the Mass that today has been designated as the World Day of Prayer for Vocations. Before Jesus ascended to the Father, he gave the mantle of leadership to his apostles, you know, with Peter as the head. Through what we refer to as the apostolic succession, the mantle of leadership has been given to the church's hierarchy, beginning from Peter, who was the first pope, to the present pope, Pope Francis, to the bishops, and to the priests, and to all who hold one office or the other in the church. So the flock of Jesus is the Church of Christ. The church's hierarchies today are what we call the modern-day shepherds. And from what we know from church history, we have known good leaders. And we have also known bad leaders. So today's Mass also invites you and me that we may sincerely pray for all church leaders and not just criticize them. We need to pray for church leaders that they may exercise a leadership based on the example of Jesus, who is the good shepherd. And I beg you all, if we have not formed the habit of praying for our bishops and priests and deacons and all leaders of the church, we are making a grave mistake. It is through our prayer that the Lord will spare us the agony and tragedy of bad leadership in the church. We know the consequences when church leaders misbehave. And that is what we saw in all the sexual scandals that we had in the past. So this is something we have to pray for always, that the Lord may continue to bless his church by giving us shepherds who will lead the church based on the example of Jesus. With this in mind, let us continue with our Mass.